From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. At least 27 people were killed and scores more wounded in an explosion Monday near a Hindu shrine in central Bangkok, marking the worst bombing in the Thai capital in more than a decade. Thai media report four foreigners are among the dead. The explosion around 7 p.m. local time hit near the commercial Ratchaprasong intersection, which draws tourists and shoppers with its five-star hotels and upscale stores. VOA correspondent Steve Herman, reporting from the scene, told us
it was very evident from what we saw when we arrived on the scene before the area was cordoned off that there had been at least one bomb blast. And inside this very popular tourist shrine were six bodies that had been placed under sheets. There were body parts scattered throughout the intersection, most of those placed under white pieces of paper. We also spotted, when a passerby pointed it out, an electronic circuit in the intersection of Sukhumvit and Ratchadamri in central Bangkok. No doubt that this was a bomb, a deliberate blast set to target people, including, obviously, tourists.
That was VOA correspondent Steve Herman reporting from Bangkok. Hundreds of residents in the Chinese port city of Tianjin who were displaced after last week's massive explosions protested Monday as the death toll from the disaster rose to 114, including 21 firefighters. Protesters gathered outside the hotel where officials have been holding news conferences, demanding the government compensate them for homes that were badly damaged from the blasts. China's top prosecutor has opened an investigation into the cause of the incident. This is VOA News. The New York Times says said on Sunday, rather, the Obama administration has warned China about the presence of its law enforcement agents in the U.S., covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of Beijing's anti-corruption drive. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the story comes amid heightened bilateral tensions and just weeks before the state visit to the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says while American officials did not disclose the identities or numbers of Chinese being sought, some are wanted for political crimes. One U.S. official says Chinese agents have been trying to track down a wealthy and politically connected businessman who fled to the U.S. last year. The paper says should he seek political asylum, he could become one of the most damaging defectors in the history of the People's Republic. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Search and rescue teams are headed to the site in a remote mountain where an Indonesian passenger plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. A search plane spotted the debris from the crash of Trigana Air Flight 267 in the eastern province of Papua early Monday. The plane carried 54 passengers and crew, including five children, as well as nearly $470,000 in government funds to be distributed to poor families. There is no word about survivors. Tensions are rising on the North Korean peninsula as North Korea resumed anti-South Korean propaganda broadcasts across their border Monday. The North is angry about the start of annual joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Pyongyang began the broadcast after Seoul restarted a similar effort over loudspeakers lined up along the border for the first time in over 10 years on Saturday after two of its soldiers were maimed when landmines exploded as they were patrolling the demilitarized zone separating the rivals. Seoul has blamed the North for planting the landmines. North Korea has promised to take the strongest military counteraction in response to the joint U.S.-South Korea exercises. As many as 80,000 U.S. and South Korean forces are taking part in the exercises. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law Sunday that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. Amnesty International called the law draconian, said it represents a flagrant attack on the rights of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.